It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess this morning, Monica Lovell. My grandson Angel Vega is over there running the iPad this morning, and our guest today is Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm good. We're just short of an hour, but that's okay. It's Friday, and it's been a long week, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're getting started a little bit late. I'm not going to apologize because things happened, but we're here.
Yes. If you have a praise report or prayer request, you can send that three ways. You can send it email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can send it by text at 580-485-0837, or you can still put it on our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City.
We're going to cram 60 minutes of show into 53 minutes. It's doable. We will do it.
Would you pray to start us out?
I will do it. I will do it. Dear Lord Almighty, thank you for giving us this day, everything you have for us. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may not come, but today is our day. Thank you for the opportunity to live, to be your hands and feet. Be with the listeners out there, those who need help. Help us to be the person that puts a kind word, does a kind deed, and just live a life for you. Be the light on the hill. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's have some fun. It's Friday.
Okay, it's Friday. So I usually play music. We usually run into interruptions because they don't like the license. But it's not a gospel song. It's not even what traditionally is considered a Christian song. But for me, it is almost a prayer-like song, okay? It's a song by the Beatles, and most people recognize it, but anyway, it's a catchy tune, and for me, it embodies a lot of times when I'm just like, God, I'm down on my knees. So here we go.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
The pond. They had a few hits back in the 60s. I want to go ahead and read a prayer. This is from the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer. With all our hearts and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above, for the loving kindness of God, and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all peoples, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, for the leaders of the nations, and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, Elk City, and for all those who are listening, for every city and community, and for those who live in them, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonal weather and for abundance of fruits of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For the good earth which God has given us, and for the wisdom and will to conserve it, let us pray to the Lord. For those who travel on land, on water, or in the air, let us pray to the Lord. For the aged and the infirm, for the widowed and the orphans, and for the sick and the suffering, let us pray to the Lord. For the oppressed and the poor, for the unemployed and the destitute, for prisoners and captives, and for all those who remember and care for them, let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died in the hope of resurrection, and for all who have departed, let us pray to the Lord. For deliverance from all danger, violence, oppression, and degradation, let us pray to the Lord. Defend us, deliver us, and in thy compassion protect us, Lord, by thy grace. In thy son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Are we already getting prayer requests?
I'm writing them down.
Okay. So normally I'm going to give my caveat here. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I'm not a really even good amateur theologian. I'm just a guy who kind of tries. So with that, take what I say with a grain of salt. I'm not going to say what I say is biblically correct, so a lot of times I just stick to reading verses and playing songs. So I used to do commentary, but I was critical of my own commentary, so I kind of stopped. So with that said, this is an old song. It was sang a lot during the Depression, and I'm going to go ahead and play it now. And it's called Bound for Glory. And this is an old version of it, too, by Big Bill Brunzi. Here we go.
This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train bound for glory, this train. This train don't care no gambler, this train. This train don't care no gambler, this train. This train don't care no gamblers, no midnight ramble, no bar flyer. This train bound for glory, this train. This train is built for speed now, this train. This train is built for speed now, this train. This train is built for speed, fast train, you never did see. Now this train, bound for glory, this train. This train don't care no liars, this train. This train don't care no liars, this train. This train don't care no liars, no hypocrites and no bar flyers. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train is solid black boy, this train. This train is solid black now, this train. This train is solid black, why care you don't come back, boy. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation on, this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation on, this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation, no Jim Crow and no discrimination on this train, bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry white or black boy on this train. This train don't carry white or black on this train.
This train don't care if white or black. Everybody ride it is treated just alike. On this train, bound for glory. Train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train.
Big Bill Brunzi. That's an old song called Bound for Glory, This Train. So it's had a lot of covers throughout the years. Nobody really owns the rights to that song, so a lot of people have sang it. Mumford and Sons, which is a popular rock band from Great Britain, they did a tour throughout the U.S. probably around 6 or 7 years ago. Extremely popular tour. I mean, they'd have 50, 60,000 show up in their stadium in the venues, and they would end their show with that song. Every show, they would end their show with that song. It was kind of, you know, there was a secular rock band, but every show they would end their performance with that song, and they would invite any guests to get up on the stage and sing it with them. So, I saw a video of a live performance of that at one of their shows, and it was just incredible. How they got the crowd, because after, you know, it's a song, after a while people can sing it. And so it was a Depression era song, kind of giving hope to those people who didn't have a whole lot of hope back then. So I like it. So I'm going to go ahead and read a short prayer, and then I'm going to read from the book of Proverbs. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so in the hearts of fools. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits him who leaves the path. He who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. I'm going to stop right there, and we can sing, and we're going to hear another song. So, you got anything you'd like to say?
No, sir. I'm just enjoying it.
Okay. So, I usually do a playlist, but I do not have one this morning, so... This is a good song. It's a remake of an old song, but I like this remake. You might recognize the singer. Afterwards, I'll tell you who it is, but a very popular singer from the 80s. I will give you this hint. He hails from New Jersey. The song is called Reason to Believe.
Thank you. stand or dead dog by the highway in the ditch. He's looking down, kind of puzzled, poking that dog with a stick. Got his car door flung open, he's standing out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, that dog would get up and run. Kind of funny, some kind of funny suddenly. Still at the end of every hard day, people find some reason to believe. Now Marilu loved Johnny with a love mean and true. She said, baby, I'll work for you every day, bring my money home to you. Up and left her, and ever since that, she waits down at the end of that dirt road for young Johnny to come by. Struck me kind of funny, funny, yeah. At the end of every hard earned day, we'll find some reason to. Take a baby to the river, Kyle William, they call him. Wash the baby in the water, take away a little Kyle sound. In a whitewash shotgun shack, that old man passes away. Take your body to the graveyard, over him they pray. Lord, won't you tell us what does it mean? At the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Congregation gathers down by the riverside. Preacher stands with a Bible. Room stands waiting for his bride. Congregation gone, the sun sets behind a weeping willow tree. Groom stands alone and watches the river rush on, so if it listens. Wondering where can his baby be? Still at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some.
Okay, if you didn't get the voice, that is Bruce Springsteen of New Jersey fame, and the song was called Reason to Believe. And the song is, I've heard different versions of it, but that version, it's very lilting. Like, it's got a driving beat, but it holds back. So you got the pounding, the soft pounding of the bass, but it's a steady rhythm. And then you have the harmonica and the acoustic guitar, but it's this lilting rhythm that doesn't quite match the beat. And so you're waiting for the story, but it matches the lyrics, because the lyrics are just downtrodden story after downtrodden story, yet in the end, these people find a reason to believe, right? That's one of the stories of Christianity. You look throughout the Old Testament and all these guys, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. Why do you keep going? Especially Job. And that's what that song is about. You just everybody's circumstance, people befall, you know, have all kinds of troubles befall them. And so that's why I like that song. And it almost sucks you in and makes you listen. And you're like, wait a minute, what? Okay, you're waiting and you're waiting. And then he goes on with People Find a Reason to Believe. So anyway, that's Bruce Springsteen, a little bit different than the normal rock music he does. Okay, so I'm going to read another prayer, and then we'll read some more scripture and do another song or two. So, Almighty God, on this day you open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Of course, if it hadn't hit you, this is Good Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay? And interesting that they call it Good Friday, but it's kind of like that prayer and kind of like that song. We have a reason to believe. But on Good Friday is when the day Jesus died. And so, anyway, I want to read the passage because it's one of the ones that strikes me the most, and I'll get to it, what strikes me after I read this. So this is when Jesus is in the garden praying before he's arrested. This is from Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and he found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise and let us go. Here comes my betrayer." So, you know, there are other versions of that. It says, you know, "Arise, let us be on our way." This is the New International Version, "Rise, let us go." To me, that's I've tried to make that the clarion call of my life at this point, which is, you know, in the face of what Jesus knows is coming, his disciples are obviously tired and not quite catching the concept of what is to come, although Jesus has told them time and again. But Jesus is. And he says, "Let's go." I was in a military unit in Fort Bragg, and their motto was, "Let's go." And that's what Jesus is saying. "Arise, let us be on our way. Rise up, let's go." Pope John Paul wrote a book that was called that. And, you know, it's easy to get nostalgic and look back and go, you know, the way it was, and I wish things in the world these days. My guidance I get from the Bible is, get up, let's go. Rise, let us be on our way. The eyes are looking forward. Mm-hmm. It's good to understand history, and I'm a huge history buff. But understanding history in and of itself is no good. The reason why we try to understand history is to help us while we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. If you're just studying history to study history, learn something else. If you're studying history to help you moving forward or to understand or to help you keep from repeating past mistakes, that's the use of history. Mm-hmm. Eyes are forward. Eyes are up, moving forward. I mean, that's kind of what I use right now. And this is, like I said, my clarion call. You know, get up, let's go. So, do we have any prayer requests?
Okay. You want to do them now or after this?
Let's go ahead and do them now.